Blackstone Publishing presents Bomber's Moon, a Joe Gunther novel by Archer Mayer. This book is read by Tom Taylorson. Chapter 1. It was cold, dark, and slightly breezy, causing a few dry snowflakes to scurry the length of Sally Kravitz's windshield. Across the street from her parked car was an example of some urban set designer's fantasy. Soaked in muted, indirect mood lighting and displayed as on a theater stage, behind two enormous plate glass windows was an awkwardly arranged tableau of British Pub, Old West Watering Hole, and Yuppie Fern Brew Bar. The building housing it had been built long ago as a car dealership, however, and its windows intended not for picturesque intimacy, but to allow a full view of chrome-glazed behemoths within. Sally shifted in her seat and adjusted her wool scarf, at once envying the contented patrons enjoying the warmth of a movie prop-perfect cast-iron stove, while sensitive to how it must feel to have those two huge sheets of black glass reflecting back at them, ironically forbidding any view of the outdoors or, indeed, of her looking in. She wasn't watching all of them, of course. Only Tom Morris, suspected of philandering by his wife, who'd hired Sally to catch him in the act, as she'd quaintly put it. That wasn't happening right now, however. Tom Morris was eating nuts at the bar, chatting with a male neighbor, and drinking a craft beer. Sally gently let out a puff of air away from the windshield so as not to fog it up. There were private investigators who liked surveillance jobs, preferred them, in fact. She wasn't among them. But the wife in this situation was the mother of a friend, and from what Sally had been told, Tom...